Time now on the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Congratulations on the win Tuesday night, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
There, as the game progressed, tight games on the road. What's it like on the bench?
You know, it all depends on, I think, scoring chances and how your team's doing, how the other team's doing. And quite honestly, at that game, there wasn't probably a whole lot going on as the game progressed right there. And I thought, again, as the game went on, I thought our puck management got better. And I just felt, I felt that we had a lot of confidence on the bench.
As you rewatched it, how big time of a goal was Marcus Gerbrandt's?
Might be the biggest goal of the year and the nicest goal of the year. And it's one of those goals that, you know, probably the average fan will look at and say, that was a nice goal. But, I mean, he went across his body. He one time to puck across his body. Duluth, one of their forwards, was all over him. And his bottom hand is so strong. He just he willed himself, and it was an unbelievable shot. It was a big-time goal.
When you're down to five defensemen, do you go – 1-2-3-4-5 1-2-3 the rest of the night, or is there a little rhyme to the reason?
There's a rhyme to the reason, but on Tuesday it was more 1-5 just because we knew we had Friday Saturday games. Brian, normally, again, you just got to still do what you got to do, and who's playing well at that particular time, who's good in this type of situation, and again, Travis did that, but we had to make sure that we wanted to roll five and roll four lines pretty much Tuesday night just because of Friday and Saturday.
Your practice on Wednesday at Duluth, I was up in the stands just killing a little time, and Jeff Jubenville's coach from Norway was there, and he was a little surprised at the tempo of your Wednesday practice. When you want people to think of the culture of not only U.S. college hockey, but Beaver hockey, what do you want them to think of?
Well, exactly that we play fast, we play hard. We're serious about what we do, and Swansea's practice might have been one of the best practices of the year. We were flying. Our guys were flying. We've had great practices all week, actually, Schultzy. And, that's just the way we practice over here, not necessarily the Beavers, all of us. And we ask a lot out of our guys, and it's all part of player development. Biggest thing is in practices, again, you're there to develop players, and our guys want to move on and play pro hockey. They want to become better college hockey players. And the only way you do that is Monday through Thursday, doing things the right way.
Every sport, football, their last practice of the week is a walkthrough. Basketball just has a walkthrough and a shoot around on game day. Hockey players get after it on game day skates, don't they?
Well, we'll go three drills or so. Yeah, we want to go up and down the sheet. And I don't know what a walkthrough, quite honestly, would be in hockey. We are going to walk through a few faceoff plays today. I guess maybe that's one thing, but there's not really walkthroughs in hockey. You got to skate, and the guys want to get their legs ready. They want to get their heart rate up a little bit. So, it's interesting. I mean, even a lot of the NHL teams, a lot of their work is actually during their game day skates. So, because they're on the road so much.
More of Tom Ceritori when we return the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. Lake State has struggled lately, Tom. How much, if at all, does that first series matter with them?
I don't think it matters, Schultzy. Again, that was so long ago, and we're all different teams right now. It might be in the back of your mind. Obviously, we lost the one game, we tied the other game, and we know it's going to be. We know how they play. I think that's probably the biggest thing. It's not necessarily the series. It's that we know how they play, and we know they're going to be tight games.
What do they do well?
They really defend well, Schultzy. They got a big commitment to defense. They manage the puck well, and their special teams are good. Take a look at their penalty kill and their power play, and they're both pretty good. So they've got some parts of their game that they're dialed in with.
All the players that I've talked to this week say, yeah, they remember last year's series here. As a coach, do you even bring it up?
I did this week. I did. I know a lot of times I don't, but I did. And I just said, hey, it stung last year, guys. And it was a tough series for us, but we played well the rest of it. Really, after that series, we won the North Star Cup. We kind of got in a little bit of a roll. We actually had a little hiccup there, Schultzy, if you remember, in Tech. We got swept, but we had a good second half there. But we talked about it just again. It's one of those 5, 6, 7 second things you talk about. You bring it up, and just in passing. But it was a weird loss, as you know.
In your mind, what's it going to take to get home ice?
It's going to be tough, Schultzy. I mean, it's going to be really tough. I just think there's so much separation now between us and Ferris. I didn't want to talk about it because, again, it's difficult. They're sitting at 26 points right now. We're sitting at 18. You can do the math. We have 8 games. I mean, if we ran the table. I mean, if we ran the table, you know what, we have 34. And, you know, that means they'd go 4-4, and they have the tiebreaker. You know, so, again, it's not about home ice right now. I don't think we can even worry about that. We just have to worry about playing good hockey. And I think and we want to make sure, again, that we play well down the stretch. And that was really, you know, that's what we emphasized this week, is that we need to be playing well down the stretch and get ready for the playoffs. And everything takes care of itself, Schultz. I guess I don't even like the question. I don't even like answering it, because I just think it's just way down the pike.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.